This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1635. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded September 19th, Australia, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Chad, Ecuador, Egypt, France, Germany, Guiana French, Iran, Ireland, Korea South, Kurdistan, Libya, Mexico, Myanmar, Nigeria, North America, Pakistan, Russia, Somaliland, Sudan, South Sudan, Tibet, UK, USA, Zambia, Zanzibar, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We don't hear Waltzing Matilda much anymore on Radio Australia. But on one occasion, I was hearing it for more than 40 minutes. They must have been running a test on this unscheduled frequency after 12 UT, 12080, September 18th from 1252 past 1330 UT. I suppose it was from Shepparton, but we can't be positive. We continue to hear Bangladesh Betar with its new transmitter. The English broadcast at 12:30 to 13 UT on 15105. Quality varies widely here on a transpolar path to North America, but sometimes part of it is readable. Reception is usually a bit better for the Urdu broadcast, starting at 1400 on 15505. Chuck Boland in Florida reports Radio San Miguel Bolivia, 40 hertz below 4700. September 14th at 1000, a weak signal, but he heard an ID and a chicken on the hour. On Facebook, via Partha Sarati Goswami, Keith Perone of PCJ Media in Taiwan says, the link will be returning to shortwave. I've taken some of the budget to pay for and have RCI's weekly 30-minute version of the link air on shortwave. That was also sent on to us by Mike Terry, and he followed up with the schedule, which is starting September 23rd, UT Sundays at 0300 on 9955. That's obviously via WRMI, and another broadcast Saturdays starting September 22nd, both of these for at least 4 weeks, on 5860 to the Pacific, 50 kilowatts at 1400 UT. Where in the world could that be coming from? I see in the listings that there's a mainland Chinese transmitter a bit later on 5860, but surely it's not from there. So I asked Keith, and he says, no, it's not a site in China. It's a site in South Taiwan, which is known here as a sleeper. The only shortwave frequency from Chad, 6165, is rather sporadic, but it's been active again lately. Ron Howard in California heard it signing on at 0429. September 18th, it just cut on the air without an interval signal, and it seemed to be in French and then playing an anthem. It was mixing at that hour. In fact, it was underneath Radio 2 from Zambia. Then on the next night, I was hearing French an hour later at 0530 on 6165, no doubt from Chad. We have not heard the Ecuadorian time signal station for many months on 3810 LSB, HD2 IOA. However, if you're a European medium-wave DXer, you might still hear it on 1510 kHz, as Max van Arnhem in the Netherlands reported to the medium-wave circle. September 14th, after 05 UT, clear time signals on 1510, including at 0507 in the UT-5 zone. So that's HD2 IOA in Guayaquil. Always seeking superlatives to describe the terrible sound of Radio Cairo. This from Richard W. Parker in Pennsylvania in World DX Club Contact, delayed by P-mail, heard back on July 24th at 0253 on 9305. Presumably in Arabic, he says perhaps the worst audio ever heard from them. It literally sounded like raw AC was being fed directly into the audio input, a wide 70 dB signal with traces of music under the loud buzz. I was pleased to hear that Radio France International is still broadcasting that great music show, Couleur Tropicale. I heard it closing at 21 UT September 14th on 21690 via French Guiana. If you have sufficient reception on that frequency, try listening weekdays at 2000. It seems that Radio 6150 in Germany had only been testing on its new frequency 6070, but lately they have been missing, allowing some Italian DXers, including Roberto Rizzardi and PlayDX, to hear CFRX Toronto instead on 6070. That's quite a DX sketch over in Europe. But what's going on with Radio 6150? Todor Vediano in Romania says he had a good signal from them on September 18th with Radio Caroline IDs, one of their clients. Then Mike Barraclough found a post from Gary Stevens of Radio 6150 on the Pirate Free Radio board, even though it's not a pirate, is it? On September 16th, saying this, "At the moment we are testing with half power. Start of the new station will be October 7th at 0700 UT. Please spread the news." In the British DX Club, John Hode refers us to a website for news about these and other low-power German private shortwave stations. It is www.shortwaveservice.com. And DX Mix News in Bulgaria says there is a new station on 6085 since September 15th and 16th called BNL Rock Radio. It apparently replaces Poor Radio 1. That's at 06 to 11 Monday through Friday and 06 to 18 Saturdays and Sundays with 20 kilowatts from Kahl, Germany on 6085. And DX Mix News also reports quite a schedule change from another 20-kilowatt transmitter at Kahl, Germany on 3955, Radio 700, Schlager und Oldies. It's 06 to 20 and 2130 to 04, non-directionally to Western Europe. I've just about concluded that the large open carrier I've been hearing for weeks around 04 to 06 UT on 11995 is coming from the French Guiana relay. The same frequency is used by them at 02 to 03 to relay Radio Taiwan International in Spanish. And checking that broadcast, I've been hearing the same pitch of hum under Taiwan as I do with the open carrier later on. DX Mix News Bulgaria reports an Iranian clandestine is back on shortwave from September 20th. It's Radio Rehoya Iran, R-E-H-O-Y-E, in Farsi, scheduled Monday through Friday at 17 to 17:30, with 100 kilowatts, 100 degrees, from Pridnestrovia on 7530, and they were already testing on September 14th. A reminder of the two special yearly broadcasts from RTE Radio 1 in Ireland, sports programming on Sunday, September 23rd, and 30th. On the 23rd, it's the All-Ireland football final, and on September 30th, it's a replay of the hurling final of September 9th, which ended in a draw. The frequencies are 13 to 17 on 17685 via Skelton, UK, and the others via Meyerton, South Africa, 13 to 16 on 17540, 13 to 17 on 7505, and 16 to 17 on 11915. Don't you believe a widely quoted schedule with a typo in it as 11945? Following up last week, we now have some more definite information about what to expect from KBS World Radio once the Sackville relay closes down at the end of October. Partasaradi Goswami was listening to their mailbag program last week and found out the following. The Sackville relay will be replaced by direct Kim J transmissions from South Korea. But there may be a gap. Yes, a gap, because they are getting two new transmitters for Kim J at the end of this year that will be installed and used to transmit toward America. The host mentioned it's an in-house information not published, so she was uncertain about the actual gap period, but there will be a gap, as Sackville will be closed by the last week of October. Well, I must point out that more importantly, they may not have any appropriate antennas for North America back in the homeland. The current HFCC shows the only azimuths anywhere eastward from South Korea are 81 and 96 degrees, which I think are mainly for short hops to Japan and are too far southward for North America. Geez, there are several other potential relay sites they could still use to North America, such as Guiana French or WHRI. And they could even be better than Sackville, especially if they could find a clear frequency for a change instead of 9650 at 1200. In DSWCI DX Window, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria has some information about Voice of Iranian Kurdistan, which editor Aker Peterson is convinced transmits from Salah al-Din in Iraq. On 4865 September 10th and following days, it signed on at 0224. And 2 minutes later on 3960, starting with an anthem at 0229, on the first frequency, and 2 minutes later the same anthem and ID at 0231 on 3960. He says he checked carefully and found that the program on the two frequency was the same, but about 1 or 2 minutes apart. So it is a single radio station and not two different ones, as he previously thought. Libya's only active shortwave frequency, 11600, which came back last week, continues to be widely reported in Europe, Eastern North America. From Argentina, Ernesto Paulero sent me a clip of how well it was coming in there between 18 and 19 UT. Then I tried again for it in Oklahoma, but it was a just barely audible carrier. As of September 18th, DX Remix News reports, it's all in Arabic, no more French. The time varies greatly, but it's roughly 15 to 22 UT on 11600, including a strong collision with China in Swahili between 17 and 18. Radio Educación in Mexico City continues to close down just after 0500 UT on 6185. They just cut off the music without any formal sign-off. The carrier may stay on a while longer. However, here in Oklahoma, I can hear their medium wave, XEEP, on 1060. So on September 17th, I tuned right over to that at 0504 and heard news in Spanish from a Radio France International, which they've been carrying for a long time on weeknights at local midnight. And in the new DX Listing Digest, number 12-38, I have a lot of other Mexican medium wave logs. On September 18th, after 12 UT, I happened to hear two IMER stations, XEFQ 980 in Sonora and the big one, XCRF 1570 in Coahuila, with a glowing report on IMER's digitalization of its nine stations in the DF. Apparently this had just been completed, and there was even a clip of praise from Presidente Calderón himself, who is a lame duck until November 30th. However, I only know of seven stations they have in the Federal District, three on FM, whose frequencies they gave, and four on medium wave. All of them presumably now suffer from IBOC noise around the sidebands, but not yet XCRF. In Hardcore DX, Dave Volko in Pennsylvania reports on Kachin Radio in Myanmar, 7110. He says they play the exact same song by a female vocalist every day around 11:26. As of September 14th, he'd heard it twice in the past week, and then reported it again on September 16th, between 11:23 and 11:30. Ron Howard in California reports on 7345, the Myanmar Rakhine Broadcasting Station presumed, heard September 19th at 11:45 to 1200. Normally, this would be covered by a strong CNR1 from China. He says, but a few times recently, like today, CNR1 was 1 hour late signing on, leaving Rakhine in the clear, in vernacular and playing easy listening pop songs, until covered at 1200 by a strong sign-on from China. This happened a few months ago, and now once again, Voice of Nigeria 1 kHz off frequency, 15121, reported by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania. Welcome back, Brian, after your summer vacation. September 14th, signing on at 0446 with their interval signal of local instruments, an ID at 0459, preview of upcoming programs, and news at 0501. If there's no heterodyne, you may not notice the one killer itself, as I did not when I was listening the same evening. But then Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria of DX Remix News also confirms they were on 15121 instead of 120, September 15th at 0700 in English. However, on the 16th, they were back on 15120. You're listening to the 1635th World of Radio. Consult our website for a lot more information, especially DX Listening Digest, via worldofradio.org. Many thanks this week for financial support from our regular contributor every quarter, Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Something usually shows up on the Pirate Band late Saturday evenings, UT Sundays, on September 16th at 0457. I was hearing rock music on 6945 AM. It was pretty weak, but I kept listening and finally caught a live time check at 0518 and an ID as Radio True North. That one is believed to be in Western Canada. Regarding Radio Pakistan's plans to close down shortwave broadcasts completely, we have quite a discussion of this in the new DX Listening Digest 1238, mainly between Aslam Javaid in Lahore and Noel Green in England, who has been a longtime frequency advisor to Radio Pakistan. Ivo Ivanov of DX Remix News Bulgaria has been monitoring the situation, and not all shortwave is gone yet. Between September 15th and 18th, he found the following still on the air, 0830 to 1107, the Urdu service, on 15725 and 17720, except it was closing down already at 1004. He also confirmed the Chinese service at 12 to 13 on 15700 and 17725. But other broadcasts in Urdu were not to be heard. For example, the one often heard abroad at 17 to 19 to Western Europe on 11575 and 15265, there was no signal from those on September 17th. Dave Vogwin, Pennsylvania, agrees no signal from those, that is 15265 on September 17th, although he was hearing it back on September 12th. KimAndrewElliott.com quotes the Moscow Times of September 17th, that RFERL's Russian service has a new head. She is Masha Gessen, who had just been fired as editor of Vokrug Sveta, a magazine, for refusing to cover President Putin's hang gliding stunt with cranes earlier this month. She says she'd already been offered the post and decided to take it instead of continuing in Russia. Radio Hargeisa, Somaliland, continues to be well heard on 7120 in Europe, southward and eastward from there. And it just barely makes it to the west coast of North America by long path, starting around 14 UT, as reported by Ron Howard in California, Bruce Portzer in Washington, and Walt Samaniev in BC. And also Harold Sellers in British Columbia. In fact, on one day, Ron Howard, September 14th, was hearing it as early as 1335 until 1450. And just as we'd been hoping, they've now started a local morning broadcast, which means a darkness path so we can hear it all over North America. The short path to Oklahoma comes right across France, entering North America between Labrador and Quebec and through Chicago. The new morning broadcast started September 18th, as reported by Ron Howard. On the 19th, we found it signing on at 0330 with a carrier and Horn of Africa music from 0335 until fade out by 0400. Furthermore, on the short waves Yahoo group, I saw a post from Dave G4ZOW, who says he's with Transmitters R Us Limited, not sure if he's kidding about that name, saying that he will be going to Hargeisa to repair the old 25-kilowatt LCOR transmitter, which was installed 5 years ago, but had antenna mismatch problems and had been off the air ever since. He's not sure why they want to repair it, perhaps as a backup to the new 100-kilowatt transmitter. But now some bad news, another shortwave service about to close down. It's the Sudan Radio Service. Harold Sellers in British Columbia was listening to 17745 via a UK transmitter September 15th at 1457. They had an English broadcast on that Saturday starting at 1500. On September 19th, he tuned in again at 1645, which was the midpoint of an explanation of SRS leaving shortwave as of September 26th. They said when they started 9 years ago, shortwave was their only option. Today, there are more options. However, he didn't hear what they are. After some music at 1647, they invited listeners to hear a special program marking their last shortwave broadcast, Tuesday, September 25th. He said they will expand their FM network and thank the American people for funding that came to the Sudan Radio Service. The broadcast is at 15 to 17 on 17745. Meanwhile, the hams are excited about amateur radio getting on the air from South Sudan, according to the OPDX bulletin of September 17th. Jim, K7QI, reports he has received his call sign as Z81A, and also Dia, who is from Iraq, YI1DZ, has his local call, Z81D. They're good for 1 year. They are in Juba, and both operators are already active on 20, 17, and 15 meters SSB. Among many logs from Leonardo Santiago in Mérida, Venezuela, this about the Voice of Tibet via Madagascar. On September 9th at 1400, he was hearing it on 17560 with very good reception. Just a little interference from Firedrake. But at 1412, they jumped 5 kilohertz up to 17565 and were almost as good and stayed on that frequency till the end of the program at 1428. Another alternative, but not on this occasion, is 17570 for Voice of Tibet and or Firedrake. Usually, all we hear in Oklahoma is the Firedrake, sometimes signs of Voice of Tibet underneath. This year's BBC Promenade concert season is now over. Those of us who are foreigners were banned from watching any of the proms which were fully televised. We could only listen. But now the BBC Proms mailing list says that there's a selection of the very best TV clips from this year's season. They're on YouTube. In fact, there's 79 video clips, and you can watch each of them via the playlist, even if you're abroad. I suppose you can find it by searching YouTube on BBC Proms 2012 highlights or something like that, but we have an exact link to it in the new DX Listening Digest. In DX Listening Digest, we have a lot of coverage about the sorry state of U.S. government international broadcasting. It's rather complex, and I rarely get into it on the program, but I suggest you read all about it. For example, Wolfgang Büschel points out that there is a new document from the Office of the Inspector General of the Department of State and the Broadcasting Board of Governors, evaluating what's going on inside the U.S. government broadcasters. The index to this and other OIG reports are at oig.state.gov/latest/index.htm. The ones we looked at have every page labeled sensitive but unclassified, but that has been marked out in red, although some brief portions have been redacted or blacked out. The Broadcasting Board of Governors has been criticized because many of its members miss the meetings, and the meetings themselves are too short to get any real work done. Now, via Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener, we have a press release from BBG of September 19th that one of the members has decided to resign because she cannot fulfill the expectations, Dana Perino. And a few days earlier, there was news that a new head of the BBG has been selected, namely Jeffrey Schell, who is and continues to be president of NBC Universal International. Attention, World of Radio listeners on WTWW. George McClintock tells me that the U.S. government requires one of their frequencies, so WTWW will have to move off 5755. It may go to a nearby frequency, perhaps 5745, by time to hear next week's World of Radio, UT Sunday at 0400. Ron Howard in California reports one of the best receptions he's had of ZBC Radio Zanzibar, 6015, September 18th, starting at 0255. He thinks they were introducing themselves as Spice FM, then some pop African music. He says, in the past, I've always heard only their interval signal before 0300, but today they went to reciting from the Quran with some dead air in between, an open carrier for several minutes. On September 19th, the next date, propagation was poor and reception poor at sign-on 0301. Ernesto Paulero in Argentina reports Zanzibar's other frequency, 11735, a very good signal in Swahili, with a female commentator and music at 2015 UT onwards, September 17th. That's another one which doesn't make it to Oklahoma, or has not for all summer, but I hope it'll be improving as winter approaches. As we'd previously reported, SW Radio Africa had a new broadcast via Madagascar, Saturdays and Sundays only at 06 to 08 UT on 15115, which could propagate relatively well as far as North America. However, as of September 15th and 16th, Ivo Ivanov of DX Remix News Bulgaria reports that transmission has been replaced by another clandestine to Zimbabwe, Radio Voice of the People. Well, as a matter of fact, SWRA originally said they only had it temporarily as a bonus, so now it's gone to the other station. The other broadcasts of Radio Voice of the People via Madagascar are 04 to 05 on 9870, 16 to 1630 on 9445, 18 to 19 on 7330. On the Radio Escutas group, many Brazilian DXers were hearing a pirate, probably inside Brazil, on 7170, September 17th and 18th, around 21 to 23 UT. The propagation outlook from Boulder, September 17th, ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 on September 20th, 29th, October 3rd and 13th. Solar flux rising from 100 September 20th, to a peak of 140 on the 28th to October 1st, and down to 115 by October 9th. Geomagnetic field, active conditions possible September 19th to 22nd, October 3rd to 5th, 9th to 10th, and 12th to 13th. That's World of Radio 1635. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.